such violence and aggression being directed towards our members was absolutely shocking, and to see it laid so bare with such detailed footage, you know, we really got an accurate picture of what those members faced yesterday. And in normal circumstances, the violence and aggression, but on top of that, to think that the pandemic and that there's such a contagious disease in circulation, to see the exposure to that and the total disregard that those individuals had for public safety measures and basic instructions and guidance that's been given to people, it really was shocking, as you say.
And this, in your opinion, does warrant the need for Gardaí to be bumped up that list for the vaccination rollout?
Well, it just shows, it really gave credence to the argument we're making. I mean, we saw pictures yesterday of Gardaí standing just shoulder to shoulder, so they're in danger and in contact with each other, and then people who were shouting, roaring, getting very excited. So, I mean, you can just imagine the amount of droplets that are being sprayed on those members and what they're being exposed to. Then they're getting into public order vans to drive back to stations or to accompany prisoners. So the risk and the contamination exposure to guards is really on a very high level, and we would say higher than probably a lot of other workplaces, and we really don't find one comparable. So we would say that, look, we're not trying to bump up a list or push anyone out of the way, but certainly when the priority list has been drawn up, we would see our people as being very high on the priority. And, you know, the amount of people that we were interacting with yesterday was laid bare for everyone. Now, that isn't an average day, but it just shows you what policing can involve and the need to protect the Gardaí. And particularly, I mean, those Gardaí are going back to regular policing today. They might have been at a protest yesterday. They'll be in a station going to calls, maybe assisting with community engagement. So certainly, it's in the interest of everyone that vaccination is prioritised and given early to Gardaí.
And as you sort of touched on there, there's no other line of work probably nationwide that can be so unpredictable and maybe potentially result in those scenes that we did see in Dublin at the weekend.
Well, look, the advice is very simple to everybody. Wash your hands, wear your mask, keep your distance. We don't have that luxury. We don't have the ability to do that. Now, there are other professions and other jobs where you have to meet members of the public. There's also places where you're in close proximity. But we think that the range of situations and the exposures to our members is on a different level, and have so little control over what they're going to be exposed. And we even saw how the police reacted, the policing reaction yesterday, that even those who were on the protest duty, they had to be resources to be drawn in from across the city. So everyone on regular policing duty, just on response cars across the city, they found themselves in the middle of that. So yes, the unpredictability and the lack of control over environment makes us unique in our eyes, and we think it makes absolute sense, and no one has put forward a coherent argument that we can take and understand why we wouldn't be, but very much considered for early vaccination.